Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 629. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. So in Parshas Mishpatim, we have many, many mitzvahs. I wanted to focus on one particular mitzvah that's extremely relevant, and we find incredible things that are said about this mitzvah. The mitzvah comes from Pasuk in the Parsha Im Kesef Talve Esami. If you lend money to my people, es ha'ani imcha, seemingly specifically to the poor, lo siya lo kenosha, you should not oppress them, you should not make them crazy to pay back if you know that they can't pay back, lo sasimon alav neshech, he can't put interest upon them. But specifically, I want to focus on the first part of the pasuk of im kesef talve es ami. It's not just that if you lend money, so the Torah is telling, don't put pressure on the person, don't give with interest. There also seems to be a mitzvah to kesef talve esami, that you should. But it says, if. So Rashi, first of all, quotes the Mechilta that says, first of all, you cannot assume that this is im as in if, but im really means should, ka'asher, when you are going to lend. So if that's the case, so why does it use this word im? Why doesn't it use the word when you do? It seems to be just optional, focusing on the second half of the pasuk. So there are a few different interpretations. Some understand that you have to say im, you have to say if, because you don't necessarily know that you're going to be around another person who needs the money. So there is an inherent if to it. Others understand, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, for example, not everybody do you need to pay im. Some people you need to give a loan to, and some people, if you don't think they're going to pay you back, you don't have to give a loan to. The Ibn Ezra says, if, because not everybody has money with which to lend. So that's why if is the particular description of what might happen here. Not that you should not, but or not that you must not, but im is dependent on the situation. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, actually understands that the idea over here is mitzvah halva needs to be mertzona b'lev tov. A person shouldn't do it because I feel like I have to make this loan. A person needs to do it with positivity, which is why that word im, if you do it, only if you do it the right way, should you bother. Now, the fundamental question that is involved in offering loans, of course, is why loans versus tzedakah, versus charity? It seems that charity is more generous. So the truth is, that's not always true. As we've discussed in the past, there are levels of charity, and the greatest charity that exists is giving a person a job, or teaching the man how to fish, so to speak. And so if one does that and provides capital with which somebody can now go make their own money, the dignity of the person is preserved. They pay back the loan. You didn't pay interest. All is well. Fantastic. You know, you did a great thing. So in a way, what you're doing for the other person is even more generous than had you given the money for them to keep. So there's a generosity in offering loans that does not exist when you actually just give tzedakah. The question that exists when it comes to this type of thing, this loan, is why does God make this necessary? Obviously, the question could be asked in regard to any sort of charity, but why is it that God requires us to be involved in providing this loan? Why doesn't God take care of the poor person himself, right? So this is a question that's discussed by the Sefer HaChinuch. It's discussed by many others, and the Chinuch offers a variety of answers, explanations for why we are supposed to be involved in this process. He says, first of all, we as human beings are supposed to be milumadim umurgalim b'midas hachesed v'harachamim. We should be familiar, we should be learned in the mida, in the trait of chesed and rachamim, kindness and mercy, because kihi mida mishubachas, because that is a praiseworthy mida. We are supposed to be the type of people who are scanning the world for people who are in need and figuring out how we can provide to them, not just in a basic way, but in a way which is sophisticated, thoughtful, which does kindness to them in the greatest possible way. He says as well that another element over here is that we get to be the emissaries, we get to be the shluchim of God in this process. God allows us to be his emissaries to provide for others. He gives another example. He says, and this is very interesting. He says, for whatever reason, that other person requires funds, doesn't have the comfortable life, whatever, let's say, punishment that is involved with that, not living a life of complete and total smoothness, part of that punishment, part of that difficulty is also being able to take or needing to take from other people. And so you're part of that process, which ironically is a process which is negative towards the person. So the first two ideas that he mentions, the idea we should be mired in chesed, the idea that we should be emissaries of God, are very positive. His last idea is a little bit different, this idea that it's actually part of what this person needs, not only to require the money, but need to require it from another person. That indignity, that is part of what that person needs for whatever reason they are poor in the first place. Now we have Chazal, who says a lot of different beautiful things about giving loans. For example, the Gemara in Yevamos says, Ho'ev es shcheinav, a person who loves their neighbor, and Hamakrav es krovav, one who brings close his krovim, I guess his relatives, v'hamal v'sela la'ani b'shastacho, and a person who lends a sela, lends a coin, lends money to a poor person when they are under pressure, when they need it. A love, hakasav omer, that's the pasuk in Isaiah, az tikra v'hashem ya'aneh, that person will call out, and God will answer. Teshua, with salvation, v'yomer hinini, he will say, I am here. God will be present in that person's life. The Maharal explains that when we create this community, ohev eshchenav, makrav eskrovav, we bring people close together, we're providing loans for other people, we're making sure people, and remember with loans, it keeps the dignity of that other person, we're keeping each other as equals. So it's as if that, you know, God looks at his communities down below who are caring for each other, who are concerned for each other. It's like a parent who is shepping nachas, deriving joy from the fact that the kids are getting along and the kids are taking care of each other. That is why God is Vayomer Hineni. He says, I am here, I am involved in this type of community. Now it's interesting, the Medrash Tanchuma talks about, you know, a person might have two options. I can give two loans. I can give to a non-Jew and theoretically charge interest. I can give to a Jew, but of course I can't. It's forbidden to give interest. Interest is something which is completely normal in society. We've talked about this before, but we cannot take interest from other Jews. So I might say, listen, I'll give loans and I'll make money from the non-Jews. It says the Medrash Tanchuma that no, we should not have that attitude, and of course we should try to provide, even though it is technically at cost, because the time value of money, me not having that dollar in my pocket now, technically costs, the opportunity cost, that I can't invest it, I can't use it for something else, yet still we should be looking for those types of loans, the free loans, as opposed to the loans in which we can make money. There's a pasuk in Mishlei Malva Hashem Chonin Dal, Ugmulo Yeshalimlo, a person who lends money will be repaid his gemul, his reward. What does that mean? So you might think, the Medrash Tanchuma says, that if I give a pruta to an ani, I give a coin to an ani, I give $20 to the ani, the poor person, I'm going to get $20 back. Says the Medrash, that's not true. It's much more vast. The reward is much greater than that. How so? He says, when that ani needs the money, he's going from person to person, attempting to get to fundraise and to get whatever they can get. So he says, Nafsho, the Medrash says, Nafsho shall ani haisem mifar cheses lotzes min harav v'nasata l'parnasa v'hechiesa oso. That person's soul, they're on their, you know, their last gasps. They don't know what to do. They're stressed. They're anxious. You brought them back to life. Chayecha sha'ani machzu l'cha nefesh tachas nefesh. We think about it as, you know, an asset, something gave you something and I should be given back that something, but we can't think about it that way, says the Medrash. We need to think about the entirety of the package of what I provided. I provide this person a resolution to their problem. I give them their lives back. I give them opportunity to live in a way differently than they have thought that they would. And so the Medrash says the gemul, the reward that this pasuk in Mishlei is talking about, that is nefesh tachas nefesh. If, God forbid, a person's threatened in a situation where their life is at stake, the reward for providing a loan should come as reward, and the gemul, the payback, for the having just simply lend money to a person. And now, of course, the incredible advantage of lending money is that you get it back. There is, of course, there's a book called Avas Chesed, written by the Chavetz Chaim. Anybody can purchase it. It's all about the idea of creating gemachs and creating free loans. People can use gemach money. They can get it from Meiser money, their tithe, and just find opportunities. Many, many exist. People could contribute towards free loan societies that exist to be able to take advantage of this mitzvah. But that is what the Torah seems to be commanding. Not just that when we give the loan, we should not oppress the borrower, not only that we should not be charging interest, but also that we should be actively looking for these opportunities because of the incredible opportunity that is within giving these loans. Not im kesef talve esami, not if you do it, but when you do so. We should all be zoche to be able to offer, provide these loans, have the wherewithal to give these loans and to change people's lives and our own. Have a great day.